It's now time for the Halftime Show on BlancoRadio.com. Here's Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly.
Welcome, everybody, out here as the Blanco Panther High School Band is making their way onto the field to give us the start of this halftime show. And so I'm going to be quiet here as the band is getting prepped and getting ready to go for their last regular season halftime performance. So let's go down to the field.
Blanco ISD proudly presents the 2017 UIL area finalists, the Blanco Panther Marching Band, Drumline, and Front Ensemble. Thank you for your courtesy and attention. The Blanco Panther Band is directed by Brian Hekimovich. The middle school director is Annette Connor, and our drumline and front ensemble instructor is Brandon Abel. A special thank you to the Blanco ISD faculty, administration, and parents for your support of the Blanco Panther Band.
Well, I'd like to thank you for the support there of the Blanco Panther Band as they gave a rousing halftime show in their final regular season performance again. All area made it that far in their individual competitions, but if you want to know exactly what the kind of standings are coming into tonight, here are the stakes here in Class 3A District 13. Lexington, of course, leads the top of this district with an undefeated 4-0 record, and at half, 7 minutes left, if you want to be accurate, in the second quarter, out between Johnson City and Comfort High School. Eagles, it's just an Eagle kind of night. Thus far, Johnson City is beating Comfort High School by a score of 14-0 with 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Now let me just see what the update is. And actually, new update, 1 minute left in the second quarter between Johnson City and Comfort, and they're leading over the Bobcats on the road 21-0. So Johnson City doing a pretty good job of getting themselves an opportunity to go and seal their deal in the playoff run. Meanwhile, Lexington High School is hosting Florence High School, and the Buffaloes are getting bashed in. At half, it's 41-7 in favor of Lexington, so they look to be on their way to an undefeated regular season. Meanwhile, out here, of course, at the half, it's Rogers 7, Blanco 6, the most tightly contested game going on in district tonight, as I now see the Eagles band get their way out here for their final regular season halftime performance, and it looks to be something special. They got the whole shebang. Everyone dressed out and decked out. It seems to be going pretty well. But in the official standings, again, Lexington is 4-0. Johnson City is 2-2 along with Blanco. Florence is also 2-2. But from the way it looks, Florence will be dropping to 2-3. However, if Blanco were to lose, Florence would own that one by way of the tiebreaker. As now, everything seems to be settled back in stone here. What have you liked thus far about what you've seen in the halftime performance in the first half?
I got to get my brother. I just had to go.
Go take care of business.
Go take care of business. But I was hurrying back up here. But I love the way the Blanco Panthers have come out here and played defense. They've done pretty good job. Other than the only thing they've had problems with is the read option from a Schiller. If they can get that under control, then it's hard to see Rogers really doing anything much offensively.
It's a few slight moments of over-aggression there by the Blanco Panthers that have really kind of put them in a bad spot here. So, trying to take control of everything settled down in stone. Blanco, I think the number one thing is you only have one guy going out there and really making a positive play in the run, and that is Mr. Cade Phelps, which I'm for on any other night, but with tonight being as big as it is, you got to get find a way to take that pressure off him, because sooner or later, it doesn't matter how good you are, all the carries you can get, guys can get tired, and that can lead to a mistake if he's the only one that's really been putting together performance after performance and really settling things down. So maybe go to Toby Treish. We haven't seen him get a handoff at all, and he led the team in rushing yards last week with 130.
I think that's definitely worth mentioning, Riley, that he is, you know, someone who led in rushing yards last week. Maybe get him going, because they've tried Jet Hood. They tried Phelps. Phelps has worked
really
decently well.
Yeah, I think Phelps. Yeah.
And they tried Fortner. But, so I think Treach is the next thing to try to really get anything going offensively. Cause other than that one drive, they weren't able to really do too much on the offensive game, other than at the very end with that trick play, but then the time ran out. So.
Yeah, of course. And that was a great trick that Kay Phelps, if he just had a little bit more time, a stiff arm away from getting himself into the end zone, as he had to take a man with him up the field, and that was number 10, Colby Malavets. But anyways, halftime show will be continuing on here, but for now, we're going to take a break and then come back with a little bit more and maybe play off with some music, but keep you right here at 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg, along with online at BlancoRadio.com and the Sun Radio app, which is part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Riley Chestnut, Adam Byerly, we'll be right back with more at the half.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Dirtworks. Servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by KNC Supply. Selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Welcome back out here, everybody. Blanco at the half trailing Rogers High School in this make-or-break playoff game. Not a playoff game, it's to get into the playoffs. I got to get my words in check. But anyways, it's a 7-6 score. The only difference being that bad snap on the PAT try that Baylor Smith had to let Rogers try and come up with, and unfortunately it was not going to go for anything other than a huge loss on what could have been a big opportunity. But nonetheless, if time had allowed, Blanco could have taken the lead in this ball game, as that trick play that apparently came right before the end of the half, even though I thought there was a little bit of time left, kind of put Blanco with a great chance to go and make something here. But the good news is, as I said before we went into the halftime show, Blanco, after kicking off in the first half, will get the ball back to start the second. So that could really set them up to go for a go-ahead score again. And I really think after that last play, they kind of found a gold mine here, because Cade Phelps has been the only kryptonite, it seems, that the Panthers can offer to slow down the Eagles defensively. He's just been everywhere, going inside, going outside. It's been Cade Phelps' kind of night. As you'd think, he'd enjoyed getting a little bit of rest from that game last week and saw his team's mates doing so well without him. He had to prove that he can make or break the play.
Yeah, he definitely wants to come back and show that he's a big part of this team, a crucial part of this offense. And so he's coming out here saying, it's my turn, it's my time to really have a big night. But with that said, he wants some help from some other guys.
Of course. It's a team game. You're not going to win it by yourself. I mean, that'd be incredible to see. But I don't think I want to be betting any money on that, playing with a low deck, not a full hand per se.
And right now it's halftime here. And
it's a homecoming.
It's homecoming to end the season. That's a little odd.
Yeah, I mean, the band hasn't even performed yet, and they've been standing out there with their instruments for a good 5 minutes. I feel bad for the kids holding tubas.
I only did tuba for 1 year, and that was in junior high, and then I was no longer in band.
Ah. What made the decision for you to walk away from your music career, Adam?
I really didn't love the tuba. I actually joined the band because I wanted to play drums.
And they didn't give you drums?
The band director was like, no, you're playing tuba.
And I'm man, you got to let people feel free to experiment.
Yep, but...
That's why I never played in the band. I'm just not musically gifted with an instrument.
I guess I'm not either. I tried to play guitar. I tried picking that up last summer, or the summer before that.
Isn't it amazing how many guys have probably gone into college thinking, I'm going to be that guy by the tree that plays guitar in front of girls?
Yep, and that might have been my motives, but... But I was not able to learn. I'm not patient enough to learn, to be honest.
Yeah. We'll get there one day when we're rich and famous and can afford someone to teach us. But anyways, as we now finally start to see the homecoming proceedings getting wrapped up here, lovely ladies dressed to the very tip-top. Men out there accompanying them, proud parents, of course. It's a special night for a lot of people. As we remember, Blanco's homecoming game was a fantastic sight to behold. Which one was it? Was it the Johnson City game, or was it? No, it was Lexington. It was Lexington. And they put up a great performance then compared to what other teams have done against Lexington.
That might have been Blanco's best performance of the season, even though it was a loss.
Yeah, mentally and in terms of fight, it really sent a message. Of course, the very next week, Blanco kind of got that taken back, courtesy of Florence, before getting it back in their groove, courtesy of a win, two wins, one against Johnson City, and then last week over Comfort. Now trying to pull off their first road win of the year in the final game of the year to make or break their chances of squeezing into the 3A Division 13 playoffs. But nonetheless, you don't want to miss it here, folks, as I think the big key going into the next half, of course, will be to buy a little bit more opportunity for players outside of Cade Phelps to go and shine, and Kelby. If they can find a way to get him to complete those throws down the field, we could be staring at a completely different ballgame.
A you're completely right, Riley. They can get some, maybe Peyton Van Dyke, get him open.
He's kind of been like a draw, like a ruse, if you would say, playing as a receiver, because they always use him to bring more bodies away from the play.
Or you can always use Tristan Fortner also too in the passing game, as he can really, when he gets some room and gets outside, he can really create a space with his speed.
Of which, give credit to the Eagles. When I looked up and down their roster at their linemen, one of their wide receivers, Brady Cisneros, stood taller than most of the linemen. In fact, he stood taller than every single one of them, as they only have two of them that are currently standing at least 6 feet tall. But when you look at the weight of these guys, you see guys like number 78, Colton Benton, 6 feet 290, 5'8", 215. Pretty good right there. In fact, that's big for him, for any guy standing. 6 feet, 300 pounds is Jesse Landero. So this guy is packing some serious size. And then right after him, you've got a guy that is 5'8", Evan Nunez, and he's 270. Is that healthy? I don't think. I mean, I guess for football, it's perfect. I guess it's a strong 270, but 5'8", 270, I never thought I'd see someone of that size.
Yeah, Riley, you really don't see that much here in 3A.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Like, when I, back in my hometown, you know, 6A, all the linemen are that big.
Mm.
But here in 3A, you typically see some smaller linemen than.
So you got to make up for it by being as bulky as possible, and by goodness, his mom must feed him well. But when you take it away, their D-line and their O-line have both been doing a stand-up job protecting guys like their quarterback Heath Schiller, setting up outside runs by guys like Billy Riley, or short screen passes for Jordan Riley, JR and BR.
Can we just talk about those Riley brothers? They are.
Do we have to?
I mean, Riley, can we talk about them Riley brothers? Those Riley brothers.
I was waiting for you to break that one.
Those Riley brothers are. They're quick. They look like they have good awareness of what's going on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're really the two playmakers to really watch for outside of Schiller at the quarterback position for this Rodgers offense.
And of course, one player that unfortunately didn't look like he was having too fun a time, the only one that you can say his night has been a negative, and that's just because he got taken out of the game, was Mr. Joshua Minor, number 6, the sophomore, only 5 feet, 150 pounds. He's a wide receiver, defensive back mix, and he was taken out early in the first quarter and with what looked to be like a lower ankle injury. So, best of luck. Hopefully he's recovering well in the locker room if he's not going to play for the rest of this game. If Rodgers can pull off the win, it won't be the last chance he might get to go and play this season. But if so, best of luck in his recovery anyways. For Blanco, again, versatility on the offensive side, because their defense, for the most part, has been coming up with good plays when they needed them. And special teams, actually, outside of the PAT opportunity, they've been doing a really good job. And Zach Rodgers, for the first time, only a few games now, he's had to actually go out there and punt. For a place kicker who's usually used to getting the ball held for him to go out there and do it himself, he's done a fabulous job.
I've really been impressed with how he's been able to punt the ball, as Kelby Cox punted the football for about the first half of the season before he went down with that injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been really impressed to see Zach Rodgers come along as that punter for the Panthers.
And I'm impressed by the coaching staff's decision to take Kelby Cox off of defense and special teams entirely and allow him to save up his energy to play as the quarterback, which I think was a smart move and really turned the tide in favor of the Blanco Panthers offensively. From where they started the season, not scoring a single point in their first two games, and what were back-to-back blowouts for Canyon Lake and Holy Cross. But keep in mind, those are both really, really good teams. Canyon Lake being a 4A school, it was a tough task to deal with anyway.
Yeah, Canyon Lake might be, they look like they might be the best team we've seen this year, maybe outside of Lexington. But I think Lexington and Canyon Lake would be a really good game to watch.
Yeah, I think so. But hey,
I still remember Canyon Lake's running back in Tanner Hill.
Oh, that guy scared me. That dude was a monster.
Yeah, he was just a really good player. A really good running back for
really nice press Canyon box. Lake. It had a nice wooden feel to it. Whereas now we've made the full transition to playing outdoors.
Yeah, I kind of like it outdoors though tonight. It's not too cold.
Yeah, no
it's
wind.
Not windy.
So it feels nice in pants and a jacket.
And it feels like we're a part of this, you know, Friday night football crowd. Like we're not isolating ourselves.
Yeah, of which. It's the end of the regular season, man, and if this is going to be the last... Oh, my goodness, there are flaming batons out there. Okay, so that's the second week in a row I've seen fire, and she's going to hand it off to the baton girl to go nuts, so hopefully she does not burn herself anyways.
We don't see most high schools just hand out...
With flaming batons.
Flaming batons.
Yeah, we don't get to see that a lot, but just a quick check of the clock here. We got under 5 minutes to go in this half. But, Adam, it's the end of the regular season, and if this is going to be the last game, If Blanco can't somehow make up this one-point deficit and turn it into a big chance to go for the win eventually. Your favorite moment?
My favorite moment so far of the season?
Yeah.
I'd probably say seeing them play Lexington really well. Just because before the game, I mean, we didn't really have a whole lot of high hopes against Lexington because Lexington's the number 2-3A school in the state. And so seeing them fight like that and seeing Kelby Cox play the way he did and seeing his leadership really stood out to me. But also, I would say the win against Johnson City.
Oh, yeah, that call at the end. You and I were both standing up. We could barely contain ourselves.
Yeah, but seeing that game go to the wire, seeing them get the win against a pretty solid Johnson City team.
It was undefeated at the time. They were 2-0 just like Lexington.
So it was a very good win. So I'll say those two moments, I think, are my highlights so far of the season.
Yeah, and so if you had to pick a first-half MVP, we know the MVP is probably going to be Cade Phillips or Blanco. For Rodgers, who do you think it would be?
It had to be either Billy O'Reilly or the quarterback in Schiller.
Ah, yeah. It seems like a good combo to go with here. But, hey, as we get to see the band go out there and continue to perform here for Rodgers High School to wrap up the final halftime performance for them this 2017 regular season before the playoffs start, of course, Rodgers is playing for their right to go to the playoffs, as is Blanco. So whoever wins is going to move on, and whoever loses is going to be sent packing. But, hey, let's take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to get this second half getting ready to go rock and rolling as you see Blanco stretching out over in the far end zone. So don't go anywhere. This halftime show with Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly. We'll be right back to wrap up after these short messages.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And welcome back, everybody, as it looks like the second half is about ready to get started. We wrapped up that halftime show pretty well as, you know what, don't need to bring mention of it. Anyways, the second half is about to start here, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, it's going to be Blanco looking to get out there ready to receive the football in this second half kickoff, trailing 7-6. The Rodgers High School Eagles are currently on the march one half away if they can hold down this lead and maybe add on to it from a playoff berth. As again, this Rodgers team has a proud history, but recently have not added much to the trophy case after winning the district titles back in 2011 and 2013. That's the most recent times in memory, and even making it all the way to regionals back in 2013. But since then, not really much to be proud of in terms of this program's success in the postseason.
Yeah, it's similar to Blanco in the fact that a team that has a rich history but lately has struggled. And we noticed that when we pulled up in the parking lot, how they had all the years where they've had success.
And now it's going to be a handoff through the middle. Toby Treese is going to take it for a run through the right side. He's being chased by Crow, and he's tackled down by the last man you would hope for in the kicker, Patrick Crow. taking down Chobi Treach on the return. We said we wanted to see more of TT8, and it looks like they immediately responded by giving him the handoff from Baylor Smith after he made the catch on the kickoff. And now Blanco set up inside Roger territory at the 47-yard line to start this drive. Pretty good work there.
And Riley, you talked about how good you thought the special teams was playing, and you saw it there.
So now setting up here, Cox puts him down, hands off jet sweep here for Phelps. He cuts in of a block from Hood and goes running left side. He's still got room going through the middle of the left hash mark. He's bumping and thumping his way to the 16-yard line. What a carry for 31 yards. Yep, the math's right. That's a 31-yard carry by Cade Phelps to put him in the red zone.
And it's not Captain Phillips out here, but it's Captain Phelps with the big run there for the Blanco Panthers.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. I like it. And they're going to mark it down to the 17, actually, but that's still a 30-yard run by Cade Phelps to immediately set up the Panthers' offense with a big blow. First and 10 inside the red zone. Hand off to Phelps around the outside. He cuts in of a block from Jet Hood, but got a little too much on the front end of it. So let's see where that carry measures up. Maybe about a yard on the play to make it second down and 9. Yep. Second down and at the 16 is where it'll go. So 9 yards, 11 and 5 to spare here in the third quarter. 7-6 Rogers. Blanco this much closer to trying to take that go-ahead. Cade Phelps really wants it, as I can tell. It's going to be a handoff to Jet Hood through the left side, and a great block going outside. He's staying on his feet to the 5, steps over, and steps into the end zone. And would you look at that? We've got a touchdown.
And the jet engine found the jet stream, and it is a Jet Hood touchdown for the Blanco Panthers.
You know, I think you said jet a lot there, man. But anyways, the result is still the same. Jet Hood breaks in and gets the go-ahead score to start this second half.
J-E-T, jet, jet, jet. That's what the Jets do, the New York Jets.
Okay. All right, well, you can make that a double because Jet has two T's in his name. But anyways, 10:47 to go here in the third quarter, and Jet Hood breaking that one in from 16 yards away to give Blanco the go-ahead score. And it looks like they're going to go for two. Cox rolls right. He's looking to throw, and it's a perfect pitch to Fortner running towards the right end for the two-pointer that makes Blanco now have a touchdowns lead over Rogers. 14-7 Blanco. Let's see how the Eagles can respond in this third quarter on their first drive.
And you could tell this Panther team made halftime adjustments as they came out here. Like you said, the special teams, Baylor Smith handed it to Toby and was able to find open space to take it past midfield and then able to make big plays there to get it in the end zone with that Jet Hood touchdown. A very impressive first drive here by the Panthers.
Yeah, a whole lot of explosiveness on those three big plays to put Blanco in the end zone and give them, after the two-pointer, a 14-7 lead over the Rogers Eagles. As now Zach Rogers will be out there, as you'd expect, ready to kick this one off back to the Eagles, who again are playing with a playoff push on the line, as are the Panthers. So let's see. Could this be a high-scoring second half? Well, for Blanco, you certainly hope not.
And just like that, it went from kind of the pressure being on Blanco at halftime to now the pressure's on Rogers as they're now down 14-7 here.
Yeah.
With 10:47 to go here in the third quarter.
That two-pointer on the rollout really sending the tone. As now Rogers measuring back, ready to kick it. And he powers it over the middle. Left side, it's going to bounce up to Zachary Riley or Patrick Crow. Yeah, that's a number 9. And he is going to get stampeded back to the 30-yard line, and that's where they're going to mark it down here.
And you can tell the Blanco football team kind of has an extra pump in their step since halftime.
Oh,
they
feels good.
They look energized, they look focused, and they look like they want to really take this game and make the playoffs.
And now we see a flag has been thrown on the play. Let's see who it's against. And it looks like it's going to be against Blanco. For what, per se, I'm not sure. And they're going to have to re-kick the ball entirely, man. So they're not going to penalize it by giving Rogers Bear starting position. But you know what? That's actually a better result out of a penalty because Rogers just has to re-kick it. And so if they can make that stop up the gap again, it's still going to be a pretty decent start here to play defense for Blanco.
Yeah, let's see how the second now punt fares for the Blanco Panthers.
So we're going to move it back here. They're going to move it 5 yards back, and Rogers will now kick from his 35.
This is kind of tricky with Zach Rogers playing Rogers.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, ZR4. Huh, I like that. It's kind of robotic. Yeah, ZR4.
Sounds like an NBA player.
ZR4, maybe. course, I don't think Zach Rogers has aspirations to go play in the NBA in his future. But anyways, now he's going to power this one. It's a line drive, ready to bounce up. And that one is going to be picked up by, you guessed it, Zachary Riley this time. And he is going to keep his feet dancing his way to the 25. So put it down at the 26, actually. That's how far he gets. So Blanco, on that second try off of their penalty, actually moves Rogers back 4 yards from where they were on that first return. And now has the Eagles starting at their 26.
Let's see how this Blanco Panthers defense now looks.
Let's see how snippy they get after getting a whole halftime to break up and get ready as mighty men are marching out onto the field. You see the size packing here just in the center position with Ethan Mendoza being 5'8", 290 pounds. And Schiller back in the gun. He's got Billy Riley by his side. BR ready. And it's going to be a keep that Schiller is not going to get anything out of as he is smuffed up for the sack by Gunnar Granberg.
Gunnar Granberg read that perfectly. Wasn't fooled at all.
No.
As he was there right after the read option to tackle a Schiller down for a loss of yards.
You know, those kind of defensive plays really help to serve it. And, man, they signal stop a forward progress, so that was a loss that I thought could have been larger. They only move him back about a yard to make it second down and 11 with 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. Blanco leading 14-7 in this playoff Panther push game. Snap here. Toss to left side. Running around. Trying to cut him off, and it looks like Blanco gets one over on the far side and stops the forward progress. Doesn't look like a gain much there, as on the carry, that was number 27, Mr. Ray Rodriguez.
And Riley, so far it looks like it's all Panthers here in the second half, and you really feel the momentum in this stadium have switched now to the away side here for the Blanco Panthers.
Third down and 11, 9:25 to go in the third quarter, 14-7, the Panthers do lead. And now they might force Schiller to actually play in the pocket and try and get a throw off. So let's see here. You got Oskin playing on the far side, and they're going to roll right with him, try and get him cutting. And Schiller's going to call for a block, try and heave it down the field, and looking, it's caught! And in a foot race, it's curling, getting wrapped up, still staying on his feet and pushing, and he dives across to the end zone. My goodness.
That might have been one of the best.
Touchdown.
That might have been one of the best plays, Riley, I've seen all year. As he beat the man, caught it, and then fought
for about five yards
for the touchdown. And right when I said the momentum started going to the Blanco's side, just like that, all the momentum now zipped out and taken back to the Rogers side as all the fans are on their feet here, and they're excited for the Rogers Eagles.
Man, Casey Coering taking Oskin for a ride and stretching as he was 2 yards out over the end zone line. Gets the touchdown, and now is going to hold the game-tying PAT that is blocked by Blanco. It is blocked by the Panthers, and so they will keep their lead 14-13. And look at that.
Just like that, some momentum goes back to the Blanco side. So we're seeing kind of a game of momentum right now between Blanco and Rogers.
It's back and forth on that one, but the first time Blanco has blocked a PAT all season.
Couldn't come at a better time, Riley.
Oh, yeah. 14-13 Panthers as they block it on that kick by Crow. So, man, when we come back from this break, Blanco's going to be playing still with a one-point lead, 14-13, 8:57 to go in the third quarter, and the Panthers will receive this kickoff coming back. So don't go anywhere. Panthers football on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage, located 15 miles south of Blanco.
So welcome you all back out here as it's 8:57 left here in the third quarter. 14-13 Panthers after the incredible touchdown catch and run there by Casey Coring, and Smith gets it and hands off to Fortner. He tries to cut towards the left side but is going to get swallowed up there. Short of the 30, Fortner stepping away, and now we see one of the players is down, and it looks like the player for Rogers that made the tackle on Fortner on the special teams return, he is down on his side and waiting to be checked out, and it looks like it is Mr. Seebeck, as now everyone is getting down on the knee. and the crowd falls silent. Stoppage of play on the field. And you know what? We can take another break. We'll be right back after this.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And Watertree Hill Country, located at 219 B Elm Street in Blanco, your local source for alkaline antioxidant water for Blanco and the surrounding Hill Country. More information on the Watertree Hill Country Facebook page.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And to welcome you out back here, the player down is Chase Ewers. He's still on the ground getting checked out. And as the stoppage of the play continues still being evaluated, we're going to take another break and be right back.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Clay Pack Greenhouses. Deep-rooted in Blanco athletics, everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
So now welcoming you back out here. The good news is Mr. Ewers does get up with a little bit of help, but he does finally get up and get helped off the field. And so now, after all of that mess, Blanco will be starting their drive here on their 29-yard line with 8:52 to go in the third quarter. Blanco leads 14-7, trying to capitalize. 14-13. Take that back. But now Cox won't. He's under center. He's got Hood behind him. He's going to hand off for Trish to go sweeping. Tight gap through the right side. He uses it and gets a great. He got six on the play to get him to the 35-yard line. So make it second down and four coming up here for the Panthers.
And there it is, Riley. Trish, the player you were talking about at the halftime that you wanted to get going here in the second half, getting the carry there, making the nice play there for the Michael Panthers.
It feels good when the players listen in and try and prove me right, Adam.
I'm sure they're listening to our halftime show.
Exactly right. I mean, how else are they going to take their mind off of it and keep themselves engaged? Under center, Cox hands off. It's going to be a handoff up the middle, and Hood taking his hand and going up the field across to the 43, and that is in Rodgers' territory. So a great run there up the middle by Jet Hood, and that's going to keep a first down coming up here on the long gain on the ground.
And we've seen Jet Hood also be a big player here in the second half.
Feels
for
good.
The Blanco Panthers. As he's now had two big plays there for the Panthers so far in the second half.
Looks like that checkup at halftime under the hood is really getting him a new gear. Oh, I'm proud of myself for that one. But hey, at the 43, whistles go, and it looks like it might be a false start against Blanco. And that's what it's going to look to be. Walton Daves holding his hands out, wondering exactly what went wrong there for the refs to make the call. And so spot this one back 5 yards. First and 15. Back at the 48-yard line now are the Panthers. But, again, if you're going to give up that penalty, do it on a first down instead of later on.
Yeah, and that's something that obviously the Panthers don't want to start off with the 5 yards back, first and 15. But still...
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Could be a first and 20 for 25 if it was a 10 or 15-yard penalty.
Mm-hmm. So now under center, Cox is going to spin this one out to the right side and let Trish go running as he is going to be knocked past the original line of scrimmage. First man to jump on him was number 32, Mr. Isaiah Miner, who, of course, his brother has not played since he injured his lower leg in the first quarter. He's standing over on the sidelines, maybe waiting to be cleared here, but now make it second down and eight here for the Panthers at the 41-yard line. They cut the distance back off that good 7-yard gain by Toby Treish on the counter run.
Yeah, we've seen this Panthers offense be a lot more effective so far here in the second half.
Feels good. Under center. Got Wagner playing the far side receiver. And a carry up the middle. Jet Hood is going running before he's finally taken down from behind by one of the Riley brothers, Mr. Zachary.
And Jet Hood kind of fooled me on that one. I didn't know exactly who had the ball there for a second. And I guess he fooled the Riders defense, too, as he got some pretty good yards there.
You're telling me, man, I got 20-20 vision. I did not see where that ball was going. So great job. If I didn't see it, then I'm sure maybe Rodgers didn't see it either, as that's another long run by Hood for a first down. Put him down inside the 30 at the 26-yard line. Cox has their offense working seamlessly. Hand off to Treish. Through a small gap in the right side, he gains a positive 3 on the play to put him at the 23-yard line, it looks like. So make it second down and a little bit shorter. With 6:20 and counting to go here in the third quarter, Blanco, of course, leading 14-13, trying to add on to it.
And once the Panthers can get in that flow of getting some running backs going and be able to really get into their offense of, you know, getting using the clock, but also doing long drives that end up with 7 points at the end of the drive.
So now second down and 6 here for the Panthers at the 23-yard line. Handoff at the middle is Jet Hood to run again. He is breaking them open inside as he gets them to the 9-yard line. Make that one another great 10-yard-plus gain by Jet Hood. Drive has been his to carry.
And Jet Hood saying, I'm answering your call, Riley. I'm going to join Kate Phelps in this running attack for
Thanks,
the Blanco
man.
Panthers.
I appreciate that there, Jet, and I appreciate you, Adam, for further confirming it. But, hey, it's first and goal inside the 10 for Blanco as they're already leading here by one. As you know, 14-13, again, they blocked the PAT that Rodgers could have gotten to tie this ball game up. Through the right side, handoff there. Into the end zone is where it looks like it's going to go. Blanco getting another touchdown.
There is a flag on the play, though.
Uh-oh. And Daves is pointing it in the direction of Rodgers, saying that that was a penalty against the defense. So let's see here. Who was it on exactly? I don't know. But if you can run that play again, it's a pretty good chance that Jed Hook could get those same amount of yards back and still get you 6. So let's see it here. It looks like it is going to be
on the defense.
Touchdown.
Yeah, I think it was face mask on the defense.
All right. Well, they're not going to really need it as now Rodgers is out there. They're going to be looking to go for this PAT. Now up 20-13. Boy, wouldn't a block PAT be huge here? If you're Rodgers,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, if you're Rodgers, it would be huge as it that would keep that 7-point spread.
Now let's see if the hold is good this time. It is. The kick is up, and it is powered through. So make that one. The PAT is good, and now Blanco leads 21-13 with 5:28 to go off of that carry into the end zone by, you guessed it, Toby Treish. Anyways, we're going to take a break here, and the Panthers defense will look to hold on to this 8-point cushion. Don't go anywhere. Panthers football is live on the air at the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive, locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281, available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
Welcome back, everybody. The third quarter, currently the clock reads 5:28 left here, and the score 21-13 Blanco after that 9-yard touchdown run by Toby Treish. Him and Jet Hood in the second half have really been stepping up to take some of the pressure off Cade Phelps on the outside. It's been up the middle runs for Jet Hood, and it has been about 20-15 yards at the very least for Jet Hood to go and get on each of these carries. He has been eating up the Rodgers interior. Really setting up shop if you want to give it there, but hey. Now it's Blanco out there to kick. Rodgers back. And I mean Zach. And he powers that one from across the 45. So it looks like Blanco took the penalty yards that they could have gotten on that PAT and addressed it to the kickoff. And so Rogers, with plenty of space to go and kick it into the end zone, definitely goes and makes it work for a touchback.
Yeah, and he did it with authority, as it left no question that that was going to go through the end zone.
Mm-hmm. So no need to return it there. Spot that ball at the 25-yard line on the touchback kick by Zach Rogers, as he kicked that one from the Rogers 45, which is where the penalty that came on that touchdown run with the face mask was assessed against the Eagles. So now let's see it here. Offense marching onto the field for the Eagles, trying to come back here, currently down 21-13 against the Panthers. Center finally makes his way onto the field and gets set over the ball.
And I think if you're Rodgers, you obviously realize this is a big possession to just get points, keep it in a one-possession game.
Long handoff to Riley has him marching right into enemy territory as he's tackled by Cade Phelps, and we see a flag is thrown in the midst of that run. Let's see what it's going to go against here, as that was a 2-yard gain from the way it looked there by Billy Riley. So let's see where it's going to mark here. And, ooh. I mean, I don't see much reaction from either side, so I'm not too sure where this is going to go. And it'll be a penalty against Rogers High School. Probable holding there. Repeat of first down coming up here, but it is looking to be a first and 20.
And it's far back into their own territory, so Rodgers already putting themselves in a bad position here on this drive.
Oi, 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 at their own 15, if you want to put it there. So, yeah, first and 20 are the Eagles standing after that penalty. Early motion, handoff up the middle is going to be a keep to the right side, and look at Zachary Riley keep to his feet before he's finally tackled across the 30. Man, he took a lot of topsy-turvy spins, but Zachary Riley keeping the play alive gets him to the 31.
Jordan Riley.
Dang it.
Is number three.
Jordan Riley.
And he's the one.
JR.
And he's showing that he's not the only Riley brother out there, as he is making a big impact so far on this Rogers
Billy
offense.
Jordan. Billy Jordan. Billy Jordan. Got it. Okay. Jordan Riley on that carry, keeping the play alive. Now makes it second down and two. And look at Schiller get stuffed right in the face by Wyatt Perkins as he gets caught on the turn back for the sack. And that takes a pretty nasty toll, puts him back at the 30, so now makes it third down and five. And, well, when you get tackled by a 6'4", 280-pound guy, Schiller a little bit slow to get up and kind of walking off some back pain.
Yeah, he's slow to get up, and you don't want to really lose him if you're Rodgers at all, especially with the injury earlier in the game to
Jace Ewers and, and of course, the other minor brother. So now, looking to line up here, third and five. Snap here. It's a toss to the right side. It's going to be cut off expertly by Blanco's defense as they swallow him up for no gain to make it fourth down and five.
And this Blanco defense looks like they know where the ball is at all times, as they are ready.
They aren't getting away
from
it.
No matter what direction that this Rodgers offense pitches the ball to.
The simplicity of it all is really working its way out, as the punting team is going to come out here to kick it away. For the Rogers High School offense, of course, when you're back on your own 30, you don't want to try and go for it with at least 5 yards to count.
And now this is going to become a big possession for Blanco, because if they can score a touchdown and go up 28-13.
That would be big. It would make us a lot more comfortable. As Crow boots it, it's a line drive. Oskin giving chase. Watches it bounce. He's going to follow it across the 30 before watching it get picked up there by Rogers' own number 88, the very last name on the list, Alex Reardon. And so Blanco will start their drive from their 29, up 21-13 with 3:10 left in the third, trying to add on here.
And a very solid punt there by Rogers. Got a good bounce. And that was a
good one there by Crow.
A really good punt to put the Blanco Panthers in their own 30.
I guess you can say that is the only positive, being Crow's feet out there, and that's the first time you're ever going to hear someone say, it's a pretty nice foot there. You know what? I don't know where I was going with that. I thought I could make it clever. But nonetheless, back at the 29, Blanco, offense on the run, handoff through the left side, a whole mess of traffic in front of Toby Treish, but he somehow makes it into a positive following the block there from Will Adams and company. Make it about second down and seven coming up here for Blanco. 2:54 and counting left in the third, up 21-13 are the Panthers.
Let's see if the Blanco Panthers maybe can get Jet Hood going again, see if he can do back-to-back drives, or if they'll try to give someone else an opportunity to make some big plays here.
You know, the biggest part of the band playing to try and get the team going, you hear the wayward tuba. But nonetheless, second and seven. Going to be a handoff up the middle for Granberg, and he's got room to run through the hash marks. He's stiff-arming Crow, getting piled on. He gets him all the way to the 31 or 2, 32-yard line. What a run there by the G-Train as the train blows through.
The train blows through, perfect timing, and I saw some of the Blanco players also doing the train engine symbol. And so it is...
So you think you've come up with a nickname for them?
Maybe they're listening to our nicknames. Maybe they're listening to the G-Train. We need to come up with more nicknames if that's the case.
Yeah, in that case, I mean, last regular season game, we got a bit of a late start, but a great time for it. Anyways, first and 10 at the 30. No, make it the 27-yard line. What a great run. Handoff, right side. Trish cuts a man off. Goes down the right sideline, is jumping a few, and gets another 15-plus yard run there for Blanco, and a first down, as you would expect.
How about more than capable Kelby?
More than capable Kelby. A few too many words. Capable Kelby? Either way, Kelby's doing a great job managing the handoffs, keeping this game in tow. He's been excellent as the game manager for that offense tonight. Of course, when you have a leader like him, it's pretty easy to calm the tide when a storm is about to approach. And thus far, Blanco is bringing the entire hurricane. Anyways, under center, handoff up the middle. It looks like Jet Hood is actually going to get stuffed this time.
Riders Stevens is saying we can't let this guy get going again.
No, Courtney Young, the first to dogpile on him, all 5 feet 10 inches and 200 pounds of the senior D lineman, saying keep that gain down to a minimum. Second down and 10 here. But, of course, when you're on the 10-yard line, Blanco is just marching. So now they move Brant Wagner to play far side as a decoy. Of course, you would expect that. In the backfield, you got Hood. And it's going to be a handoff to the left side. Trish just making his full-body effort to get them inside the 10 to make it third down and what looks to be about a goal situation. But hey, 54 seconds of counting left here in this third quarter. Blanco leading 21-13. And they're on the 9, actually. So, Rogers coming back strongly on these last two runs here, going back to what they were doing for a good chunk of the second quarter.
But Blanco's been really good all season within their own 10 yards. They've been good at getting it in the end zone.
So let's see it here, under center. Long handoff is going to actually be a throw, and it is an incomplete diving attempt throw catch there by Jet Hood. I'm sorry I used too many words to describe that play, but it's an incompletion, and it is now fourth and goal for the Panthers. So, defense of the Eagles standing up and saying, you're not getting this one that easily.
And that, now it's an interesting decision time for the Blanco coaching staff. What do they want to do here? Do they want to try to kick the field goal, or do they want to go for it on fourth down?
Well, it looks like they're going to use a timeout to figure that out, as we got 30 seconds left here in the third quarter with Blanco leading 21-13, trying to weigh their options in a fourth and goal spot. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Blanco Panthers football on the Sun Radio Sports Network and live streaming at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season. And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
Welcome back out here as it looks like the Panthers, after the timeout, elect to go for the touchdown. And a fourth and goal, they can't settle for anything less, otherwise it's going to be a turnover. But incompletion, it's going to be a great start. It's now a fireball thrown on the inside slant, and Fortner gets that one thrown a little bit too early his way, and so it'll be a turnover on downs on that attempted touchdown pass by Kelby Cox. He kind of fired it off a little too early, and Fortner could not come up with it.
Yeah, it was a little too early. As maybe if it was just maybe 1 second later, then Fortner would have been right there with the slant for the touchdown.
But I still think it's a smart play call, because now, despite not getting the touchdown, Blanco, you're leading 21-13, and Rogers is going to have to start from their own 9.
Yeah, and we haven't seen Rogers' offense be able to move the ball for long distances. Maybe if it's, you know, 3rd and 2, but if they get a 3rd and long within their own 10, I don't see Rogers really coming through with the big play call.
So let's see what Schiller can do, staying in the gun with Billy Riley by his side. Puts a man in motion. Hands off to Riley. through a hole on the right side. He gets about 3 yards or four, it looks like. Gets him to the 12, so make that a 3-yard gain, if you want to call it that. Second down and 7. Coming up here off of that short run by BR. Nice easy handoff with a little bit of a gap to go through. And for Mr. Billy Riley, he's only 5 feet 7 inches, so you just duck down low. You can do amazing things going through the trenches. And no, make it the end of the third quarter. As we see, Blanco is one quarter away, holding on to a 21-13 lead from getting into the playoffs in this do-or-die battle between them and Rogers. Blanco just can't afford to blink. So don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter coming up, and the Panthers defense playing on top of their opposing 12. So we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Blanco Panthers football with a fourth quarter coming up. Up 23-13 are the Panthers.
This broadcast of Blanco Panther football comes from Water Tree Hill Country, located at 219 B Elm Street in Blanco, your local source for alkaline antioxidant water for Blanco and the surrounding Hill Country. More information on the Water Tree Hill Country Facebook page.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Welcome back, everybody. The fourth quarter is getting ready to rock and to roll. And we got a fan that's collaborating with our social media manager, Adam Byerly. Man, he's holding down three different jobs for this group. And he says he's got a good nickname for the Panthers, so Adam's going to find out exactly what this guy is thinking. Mr. Jesse Saucedo. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. So, switch the field position, now playing from the right side in front of us. Blanco's defense with a 2nd and 7 facing them at the 12. Hand off to Mr. Riley, but he is going to be stuffed up. Gains him about 3 yards on the play before he is platooned by Toby Treach, who is absolutely filthy. And it looks like the nickname provided there by Mr. Jesse Saucedo is Blanco Storm. You know what? I like it.
You like it, Riley?
I do. I actually do.
That's what you were going with earlier with that whole
with the hurricane thing. Yeah. So Blanco Storm. I like it, Mr. Saucedo. Thank you for the mention. But anyways, now 3rd down and 6. Right side is a block for Schiller as he fires up the field and overshoots him completely. But look at assistant coach Scott Balmos make the play. But wait, what are you seeing, Adam?
No, I was just saying I kind of like the Blanco Storm maybe as a nickname for this defense. Kind of like, you know, how some teams have nicknames for like the
Legion of Boom
for the Seahawks or the Texans back in the when their defense was top notch. We would say Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade.
And so I kind of like the Blanco Storm being, you know, their
I like it.
Their defense line, linebacker core, the front seven.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll go with that. Blanco Storm getting the stop there, makes it 4th down and 6. And with 11:18 left, punting team is out there. Patrick Crow back just in front of the end zone. Snap gets to him. He gets it up. It's a high flyer, but not very far. Still back in their territory as it is going to stutter its way to the 37-yard line. And so Blanco is going to get a great starting field position to try and add on here.
Yeah, and it would be almost a heartbreaker for the Rogers team if they go score a touchdown here with – here already in the fourth quarter. If they go up 28-13, it will not be looking good for the Rogers Eagles at all.
No, it will not. So let's see what Blanco can do after getting a short punt from Pat Crow. See the offense get out there. Chance Horton with a slab now settles his way up to the center spot. Cox right behind him. You got Gunnar Granberg in the backfield, so watch out for some heavy lifting. Hand off to Treach on the outside. He dodges the pressure, cuts back to the line of scrimmage before he is stuffed up by a great effort led by number 62, Connor Arney. He's only a sophomore, but he packs a 240-pound frame in a 5'10 body. So no gain. 2nd down and 10, still at the 37.
2nd down and 10 here, but
you got Van Dyke playing far side.
And Blanco Panthers are going to make sure to use most of their clock between plays just because you're already in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Hand off through the middle. Is going to get stuffed up there as it looked like they're trying to go with either Gunnar Granberg or Jet Hood, and it is Gunnar. Looks like he barely gains a yard and makes it 3rd down and 9. So What was an early onslaught brought on by the Blanco storm has suddenly been cut short by a bit of weather protection. It looks like Rogers has brought their umbrellas. They're withstanding the heavy load.
Yeah, and here at 39 puts maybe a big position for Kelby Cox to come up huge with a big play.
So at the 36, going to be a keep. Roll right. Kelby stepping up. Still on his feet. Now playing chase. Goes down the right sideline and gets him to the 31-yard line. So give Kelby an A for effort. Still not going to be a first down, but...
And his jersey is showing that he did an A for effort, as it is dirty.
Yeah. Of course, Toby Treesh holds the distinction of having the dirtiest jersey out there for either team. But hey, if you're Blanco, you've got great position in your opposing and your opponent's territory, so go for it. As you got a fourth down and five staring at you with 9:26 to go. So if even if you don't get this, if you throw an incompletion, you still leave the defense out there with a great chance to play. So now under center. Two men are stacked on the left side. Three men in the backfield. Van Dyke out on the near side. Hand off to Treesh. He cuts a man. Keeps his footing, but is spun down on the 30, and that'll be a turnover on downs on the go-for-it run by Toby Treesh. Great defense there by, you guessed it, Mr. Arnie again. And he gets the offense back out there for Rogers.
And Riley, the Blanco Panthers aren't able just to nail that final nail in the coffin and get this game feeling comfortable, as this is still a one-possession game for Rogers, down 8 points.
Yeah, and of course they score the touchdown. You can see them going for the two. But maybe a little bit early here in the fourth quarter, if Rogers were to score, maybe they only go for the one-point opportunity.
But I think with the way this game's going, you would have to go for two. But
so now shotgun stand for Schiller at the 30. He takes the snap, fires a side pass to the right. And it's going to lead to a four-yard gain before the tackle is made by Walton Daves.
And I like that play called by Rogers with the short passing game there. I would like to see more of that for Rogers and Blanco also.
Trying to go and be a little bit sly on the side, as we see here. Four-yard gain on the play makes it second down and six. And the offense breaking out of the huddle, ready to get back on it for Rogers here with 8:38 and counting left in the game, 21-13 Blanco. Schiller standing squat. He's got Mr. Billy Riley behind him, of course. He's got his brother Jordan Riley playing the left side and hands off to Riley. He gets away from a tackle, keeps bumping and bruising his way to about a yard short at the 40 of the first down, but what an effort there by BR to get them close.
And it's third and one now, but you're obviously in four down territory, so you really have two chances to pick up this first down if you're Rogers.
Really, only a sack would kind of take the wind out of the sail here, but Blanco has managed to pull it off before, as despite the size that this offensive line packs for Rogers, when you try and play over them, you have a much better chance because, again, only one of the seniors stands at 6 feet tall. So now center has it set. Schiller, third and one at the 40. 7:50 left. Motion made. Handoff is going to be a carry by Billy Riley for the first down before he is held back and caught in a storm of Blanco Panthers. But still, it's a first down for BR, and it gets the job done.
Yeah, nice play there by Billy Riley, as he has made some nice plays throughout this game.
Did you transition from his name, or did you go to my name immediately after Billy? I mean, you could go either way, Adam. I thought that was pretty clever. You know what? I think I'm confused. I'm just going to stop where I was going with that.
Yeah, I am a little
two birds with one stone.
Anyway. I think I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was saying Billy Riley as the name, not Billy
I know,
Riley.
I know. I was just having fun. But anyways, it's going to be a flea flicker back. And now the play is going to come back on Jordan Riley before he gets blocked at the left side, trying to cut the gap. He is floored by Tristan Fortner, but he does get them to the 49-yard line.
And what a play by Jordan Riley, making something out of nothing. Looked like it could be negative yards at one point, but using his speed to get out and find the open space and able to get positive yardage there for Rogers.
Taking advantage of the fact that Blanco was going to go out there and bring the full force on that flea flicker that could have set up Jordan Riley to make a throw, but he saw nothing was going, so he had to turn back to the left side. Gets a great block from his quarterback, Heath Schiller, who does not feel any fear as he sacrifices himself to get that one going. And now it looks like a timeout will be called here by Rogers, as they've got themselves a second down and two opportunity coming up here with 7:05 left. Blanco leading 21-13, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999.
Go Panthers!
Welcome back, everybody. Seems we got us a good squat stance here on second down and three with 7:05 to go. You see the Eagles on their 49 trying to get that extra three. It's do or die time as we got a 21-13 Blanco lead, but the defense needs to come up with a big play here to get a little bit of momentum back their way on this offensive drive. As Seebeck is moved to block the right side, it's a toss to the right side, and it's a double lateral back. And a spin move, breaking free. Koering gets slipped up back to the 41, and the play that could have been broken wide open ends up sitting down right in Rogers' face.
And he spin moved through two Blanco defenders, but then just tripped up over himself fell down there. So almost a big play there for the Rogers offense.
So make that one 7 yards loss on the play to put him at third down and nine. Heartbreaker there for the Rogers fans to sit through, as that's going to lead to some frustration. But the head coach, Charlie Roden, is definitely not going to be worried, as the offense seems like they got it themselves. If they can cut the distance back, they'll still probably go for it on fourth down. And Schiller back in the gun, standing behind the 40. As you guessed it, putting Rodriguez in early motion. Going to be a keep. Left side option pitch is going to be broken back behind for barely a yard to gain. Payne Van Dyke getting to Rodriguez on that option flip. And it's going to be fourth down.
And Payne Van Dyke just showed what we've been talking about all season. Finished the tackle as he was right there and didn't let him get out of his wrapping, as he was able to bring him down there right on contact.
And so 5:55 to go. You feel that defensive stop might bring Blanco that much closer to putting this game in the bottom of it. As you see over on the sideline, Billy Riley slams his helmet down in absolute anger. And it's going to be a keep left side. Koering trying to break free, but he is met one-on-one at the 40 by mystery man number 88. And that is a fantastic stop.
And they try to do the same fake that kind of Blanco did earlier at the end of the first half.
It was a bare naked fake, because after the snap, Koering was the only man that was trying to make a play.
Yeah, Blanco had a lot more success doing their own trick play on special teams than Rodgers just had. But Blanco Panthers offense now in great field position to kind of wrap this game up.
So flip the script. Now Blanco at Rodgers 40. With 5:37 to go, really, game clock management and maybe another touchdown will seal the deal probably, as Hood up the middle gets snuffed back after gaining two on the play. That is Mr. Seebeck on the stop there, along with number 32, Mr. Isaiah Miner. Set it down. Oh, I like it. Our fan correspondent, Jesse Sauceda, said, I think the forecast for tonight's game was called for a 100% chance of a Blanco storm. I agree with you, man, as now after that one-yard gain by Jed Hood, it is second down and nine. Give credit to the defense. They have come up big on these last two drives. So now stepping up here, Cox. Woodtreesh playing on the near side. Handoff is Cade Phelps to cut in front of the block, and he's going running down the left sideline. Block up front from Brant Wagner gets him inside the 25-yard line. And Mr. Sauceda, the storm is coming.
And I think the Blanco Nation, the Blanco fans, can kind of taste a word that starts with P.
Don't say it, man. We don't want to jinx it.
I can't say it yet.
No, not yet. It's still 4:50 left. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. A turnover could really turn. You know what? I shouldn't have said that. I'm just going to quiet down and just call the play as it happens. It is first and 10 at the 24-yard line for Blanco. And that's Rogers 24. So that much closer to an affectionate score is up the middle. Jed Hood spinning, backs his way up and gets himself to the 20 for a positive 5 yards on the game before being tackled there by Mr. Arnie. Still second down and five at the 20-yard line in Rogers turf. The Panthers are on the prowl.
Panthers on the prowl.
They're pouncing, man.
Now with here just only on second down here, let's see what they call up here.
Now, you know, in the wild, and say some certain ecosystems, that hawks can stand to be the size of whole leopards and actually pick them up and take them away. But right now, the Panthers are dealing the blow to the Eagles.
I didn't even know that, Riley.
Me neither.
You're educating me.
Second down and five. I was blown away when I saw that stat, and it terrified me as now. Up the middle. Look at that run by Jet Hood. He's going, and he's in! Touchdown, Panthers! By Jet Hood, he takes it to the promised land.
And Jet Hood ran it to
the
end
jet
zone.
Stream.
And I think I still see him running. I think he's running towards the playoffs.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The storm has hit full swing. We've hit Category 5 out here in Rogers, ladies and gentlemen. The Blanco Panthers. Great defense on that last drive, last couple. And now an offensive juggernaut courtesy of Jet Hood. 20-yard touchdown run. The promised land is pretty, and it's 27-13 Blanco with under 4 minutes left. I think that could pretty much safely bet as now the PAT by Rogers is going to go through.
And Riley, I think we'll be back calling a game next week together.
Oh, that makes me so happy, man. We're going to continue to get paid to do this.
I mean, hoping that somehow Rogers and miraculously come back.
Yeah, they're going to need to come up with a few quick plays here as, again, 3:58 left, 28-13 Blanco. In this do-or-die playoff game, it looks like the Panthers are that much closer to getting back to the big show. Anyways, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll hopefully have an end-of-game victory to celebrate. If you're a Blanco Panther fan out there, you're listening to Panthers football with the Panthers up 28-13 and 3:58 to go.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And welcome back out here, everybody, as now the Panthers, after scoring that 20-yard touchdown run by Jet Hood, who in this second half is doing to Rogers what he did a lot of damage to and comfort in the first half of the last game just a week ago, as now Zach Rogers, lining up his kick, getting ready to send it to the Eagles. That's a powerful one. It seems like he's gotten stronger as the season's gone on, and now it's going to be Cisneros up the middle, getting tackled short of the 30. See, the first man to him is number 55, Mr. Tristan Lopez. And look at that. Another response here from Mr. Sauceda. He says, I am Panther.
Panther graduate. I think that's an emoji showing.
You know what? You're right. I'm too old to be reading that, Adam. I'm glad you're my social media decipher. But you know what, Mr. Sauceda? For corresponding with us, I think it's safe to say you're our fan of the game. Appreciate all that you've done in helping.
And if any of the other Panthers fans want to contact me, he's contacted me through my
messenger.
So
just find Adam Byerly on Facebook and you can get in touch with a man that is keeping this broadcast going strong. Anyways, at the 29-yard line, Blanco fans chanting defense. Their crowd is getting loud and proud as now it's a keep option run to the left by Schiller. He'll step up, fire it over the pressure, looking down the left side, and it's caught! Jordan Riley somehow gets that one in between the hands of Van Dyke, and no, they wave it incomplete. Oh, man, they're waving that throw and catch off.
And the Rogers fans do not like what they just are seeing by the refs. They thought that was a good catch.
I thought it was, too, but maybe he didn't hold on to it long enough, and that's where they're saying Jordan Riley could not come up with the play. Oh, man. I mean, that's why I guess I shouldn't look away for even half a second because, I mean, I don't know where that went, but hey. It's going to be second down and 10 all the way back at the 28-yard line with 3:42 to go. I'm feeling safer and safer in saying the Panthers are going to be marching to the playoffs.
I was feeling that until that last play, and I thought it was good. And then when they said it was incomplete, it makes me feel a little better.
But let's see if they run it again.
Yeah.
So now going to be a roll left again for Schiller. He gets sapped up by Toby Treish all the way back inside the 15, so never mind that. Here comes third down and long.
And the storm just got to him, overwhelmed him. He is overwhelmed by the eye of the hurricane there by the Blanco Panthers.
Isn't the eye of the hurricane technically the calmest part? Like, it's in between all the madness.
So yeah, technically.
You could say that last play where he got that throw down the field was him in the eye. That time he got caught out in the 80-mile-an-hour winds by Toby Treish. So now let's make it third down and 22. 3:08 and ticking left in the game. 28-13 Blanco as a roll right. Schiller stepping up in front of pressure. Still trying to keep his balance. And it looks like he's going to get sacked even farther back, short of the 10, if you want to count it. So two sacks in a row. First time we've seen Blanco do that. And that's going to make it fourth and over 25.
And Riley, back-to-back sacks. Do you roger that?
Yeah, I do. Count that one there, partner, as we see a timeout is called in the wake of this long fourth down coming up. I mean, even though it is super, super long, fourth down 28. Do you go for it? You got 2:49 left, and you're down two touchdowns. What's the harm in it?
You have to go for it. I mean,
nothing to lose.
I mean, really, the playoffs are on the line for both teams.
And it's looking more and more like your team's going to be the one sent packing. So why not just go for it? And you know, we don't have to go to a break. We can just play right through this timeout. We can jibber-jabber, jibber-jabber. But, Adam, aren't you so happy for this Blanco team stepping up?
It's been so exciting just to be here from the get-go, watching them play, losing 35-0 against Canyon Lake early on in the year. And seeing this team come from such a long way.
And then 21-0 versus Holy Cross. And then in heartbreaking fashion, 14-13 against Pearsall.
And seeing this team beat Johnson City, playing Lexington wire.
And then beating Comfort by a whopping 35-0 score.
And it looks like 28-13. It's looking good.
It's looking real good, and I'm really enjoying it. They survived the brutest part of their schedule and now seem to be on their way back to the playoffs after a year-long hiatus. Snap. Pitch to the left side. It's going to be a double lateral, and now a throw by Koering up the field. He's going to overshoot everybody, and that's going to be a turnover on downs on the incompletion.
And with that turnover on downs, that is a turnover on Rodgers' season, as it looks like
2:41
the Blanco
left.
Panthers are now just 2 minutes and 41 seconds away from the playoffs.
Oh, don't you just love hearing that, Adam? The Blanco fans over on that side, they made the trip out here, and they don't look like they made it out here in vain. They're going to have a two-hour drive back, but they're going to be celebrating on the whole ride home. So well done effort here. Again, we still got 2:41 left, so we ain't calling it yet. It's 28-13, though, in favor of the Panthers, and it's looking more and more like this is what's going to be the case. Blanco, you are going to get a playoff team again, as Cox is under center. Granberg behind him. He's going to hand off to Gunner, who's going to go creeping through the left side and still pushing his way. They're making a move, and it looks like they got him inside the 5-yard line at about the 4. So Granberg getting a little bit of help. The G-Train getting a little extra coal in the back end. Puts them at first and goal.
First and goal now. They want to add more points on the board and make just to...
They want to tie their season lead from last week.
It just impress. Just make sure their offense is going into the playoffs with confidence.
I think they are, because now they're 4 yards away from getting a touchdown that could tie them from last week's score when they scored 35 points. So back-to-back weeks with 35 points definitely could set a very confident tone for this offense. As now, under center, Cox with two receivers on the right side and Fortner. Handoff as a flag is thrown, trying to jump it in. Granberg does break through after getting stockpiled, but whistles blow. There are a couple flags on the play, and it looks like it came against Blanco.
Yeah, it came early, too. Oh, it was against Rodgers.
Oh, yay.
Penalty decline. Touchdown, Panthers.
Touchdown for Gunnar Granberg. How many times have we said that this year?
I feel like if you were a doll, like a, what do you call it, action figure?
Yeah.
That had like little voice sayings.
Yeah.
If you clicked on the first one, it would say, touchdown,
Gunnar Granberg. Yeah, you'd be right. I mean, he's He-Man out there right now, as that makes it 34-13 and more. Certainly seals the deal as the PAT is good. It is 35-13, and I can, what was a 99.9% confidence interval, certainly stands now as 100%. Blanco, 1:51 left. You're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're going to the playoffs, Panther Nation. How do y'all feel right now? We would love to know about how y'all are feeling right now. So just get in contact with us on Facebook or message either me or Riley on Facebook Messenger at Riley Chestnut or Adam Byerly.
Well, it looks like another listener just tuned in, but it's someone we know. It's Mr. Larry Carlson. He said, go Panthers, congrats, drive safely. And, of course, appealing to me, see you around 10 tomorrow. I appreciate it, Larry. And I'm happy to say that this team, after unfortunately sending Sam Eisenberg, a beloved member of the community and a great play-by-play man, out his final year as the Blanco broadcaster without a playoff appearance, looks like they're going to welcome me in open arms and give us, me and Adam right here, our first season. They get back to the playoffs in exciting fashion. As now Rodgers out there at his 40, looking to get this one measured up and get ready to go. And I appreciate it, Miss Leslie Clark. You guys are doing a great job. We are listening from Colorado Springs. Go Panthers, and hey, Texas State begins their season out in Colorado Springs in basketball against the Air Force Falcons, so best of luck to you. And I appreciate the sentiment, Miss Clark, as now back to returner will be J.R. Jordan Riley through the left side, and it looks like he slips on some wide dirt, gets him to the 25-yard line. So, a ceremonial drive here. Of course, the only thing that can really pick up the victory here for Rodgers, as their fans are unfortunately coming to the realization that their team is not going to be making the playoffs. Of course, they gave it their all, and it was a great season to watch, I'm sure, for these Rodgers fans every time out and around.
Yeah, and they came out looking like they wanted to give it all they had, and they did give it all they had. But they had some unfortunate luck with injuries.
Yeah.
And that really, I think, derailed this team here in the first half.
So now standing up here at the 25-yard line, You got Schiller still back in the gun, standing proud. Of course, he's only a sophomore, so the future is bright here for this Rodgers team as the snap is bobbled, and it leads immediately into a full-force sack there by Cade Phelps and the mystery man, number 88, helping out the cause. Great job there by Cade. He came in bringing the storm right to him on a blitz.
This Blanco Panther defense is just not quitting, are they?
No.
They're playing to the final whistle, even though the game looks like it's 100% done. They don't want to give up no points to Rodgers here.
Nah, not any more than 13 from the way it looks. As now you see the coach is signaling his arms wide. Maybe that means spread. Maybe my guess will be right. I don't know. But, hey, it's second down and 15 at the 20 here. And in the gun stands still is Schiller. He puts a motion for Rodriguez and gives it up to middle. To Billy Riley, and he's spinning, he's dealing, and he's getting himself across the 30 before he's tackled down by Tristan Lopez and company.
There is a flag on the play.
Let's see what it is. It was thrown as the play was commencing there. As now you see that play, the first down marker is at the 35, and so it looks like it's going to be a penalty against Rodgers. And the fans still giving the officials an earful here. So take that one away from third down and 5 to now making it third down and 15.
Yeah, this is
not going to be way you want to go out.
This is already a game that's already pretty much wrapped up. It looks like this might be the last few plays here for the Riders in the 2017 season.
And you know what, man? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have a quick post-game show to wrap it up here as we got 56 seconds left, and Blanco leading 35-13. As now back at the 11-yard line, you see Schiller out there and the offense for Rodgers. They're just looking to make one last big play to help pick their spirits up going into next year. As the handoff over the middle, it is Billy Riley getting spun back and tackled there. As a flag is thrown, I thought there might have been a late hit. And it looks like that might be exactly what they're going to call it. So, yeah, that one's going to be against Blanco after a late hit was administered to Billy Riley. Kind of play you can live and let go with as you got 36 seconds left and you're up by 22.
But also a play you don't want to see as this game's already over with, so you also don't want to see a late hit at this point of the game.
You don't want to see anyone get hurt, especially when the season's over for them basically. So Billy Riley luckily gets up just fine, but still can't be that, even at this point in the game, you can't be that kind of reckless. So now it's going to be a reset here. First and 10 back at the 31-yard line for Rodgers and their offense with 36 seconds left. 35-13 Blanco, as that's how close they are to getting back to the playoffs. Oh, what a sweet feeling as Treish moving around to the left side. Handoff up the middle for Riley. And he's going to get stuffed up there by Tristan Lopez. Forward progress is denied. And they get about 2 yards out of it to make it second down and 8. But the clock is moving. It's 22 seconds and counting left. We're about to hit the 20 mark.
Who's been the most impressive Riley tonight? Billy Riley, Jordan Riley, or Riley Chestnut?
I mean, I don't want to brag on myself, man. Again, the Riley brothers have been fantastic in this losing effort
here. Yeah, they're good. They're good players.
Yeah, look at the Blanco sideline, though. They're getting the fans pumped and powered for making this drive out here. That is the game, ladies and gentlemen. 35-13 Blanco, and the Panthers have pushed their way into the playoffs, ladies and gents. They'll finish 5-5 and 3-2 in district and just make it in there. A fantastic effort all around and a pretty proud moment, if you want to say, as it made the drive out here for you and me worth it, didn't it, Adam?
Yeah, it made it definitely worth it. But I'm so excited just to see the
Blanco
fans.
We get another week.
Just to see the Blanco fans there on the visitor side.
Yeah, that's
They're
fantastic.
So excited. Their team is still playing football.
Yeah.
This 2017 year.
They'll get another week, and they will get a playoff game to start next week for the Blanco Panthers and their fans, and I cannot wait to see where that is going to entail. But ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll get back to it with a quick postgame show and then wrap things up here from Rogers as the final score in this playoff push. Blanco is going on as they finish it 35-13 over the Eagles. We'll be right back here with your postgame show.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
It's now time for the postgame show on BlancoRadio.com. Here's Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the postgame show in a 35-13 road victory for Blanco. They had not won a road game coming into tonight's matchup. They needed to win this one badly, and they pull it off in fantastic fashion, 35-13. And what was a close game going into the half?
Yeah, the game wasn't as big of a difference as the score indicated. It was a close game up there until about midway through the fourth quarter.
And it really, the first big momentum shift was when Blanco, after giving up a touchdown and having the PAT that could have tied it on the way, they block it.
Yeah, they blocked it. That was a big play.
Yeah, it set up the tone very, very well. As we don't need to get into the bare logistics of it. Looking around at what else is happening in this district, let's see what the final playoff standings are going to look like.
Yeah, Riley. Johnson City, of course, is going to be making the playoffs as they beat Comfort, or with about 5 minutes left in that game. They're beating Comfort 42-0. And then
Lexington
handled Florence easy as they win 62-10 in that one. And then, of course, here from Rogers, Blanco 35 and the Rogers Eagles 13. And that is the game that's showing up.
So
right
as you see on the night, soon to be finished, a 2-1 record for teams in this district that go by the name Eagles, and the Panthers give an Eagles team their one loss in this matchup tonight, of which the second half was really the difference with Jet Hood getting clearance to go up the middle and fly high and finish hard. Him and Gunnar Granberg both dealing
and
a lot
Kate
of damage.
Also
and Kate Phelps,
good.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They didn't need Kelby Cox to be a thrower. They needed him to be a game manager, and it worked perfectly for the Blanco scheme. As once again, they rely on the run to get points on the board, and it works out perfectly because the blocking shored itself up.
Yeah, so encouraging to see this running game get going, especially from that first week where no one was able to run the ball against Canyon Lake.
Yeah.
Just seeing how far they've come.
It's a full
reversal.
It's been
super encouraging, yeah.
Yeah, it's a full reversal. They were getting, and you still give credit to that tough non-district schedule they went up and played where they lost the first three games before finishing off Randolph in their final non-district game. And then starting off district against Lexington. That's not an easy assignment to give here. And, yep, Mr. Sauceda, congratulations to the Blanco Storm. You're exactly right.
Blanco Panthers also.
Yeah.
We don't want to forget their normal name.
Of course not, yeah. And, of course, everyone that's listening in that is a devout Panthers fan, I'm sure they know what this high school is about.
Yep.
But for everyone that has listened throughout this regular season, Adam, if you had to pick an MVP for this regular season, who would it be?
MVP for the regular season?
I know. I wanted to kind of test you a little bit.
Want to test me? That's a big test because there's been so many players that have just made such a big impact on this team. But I feel like I want to say Kelby Cox just because he's the senior leader of this team. Even when he's not making big plays
offensively
in the few weeks, he's still
– in the passing game, yeah.
He still just means so much to this team. And you saw the game against Florence when he went out.
He
it
really
– was just totally different.
Mm-hmm. And they had to go and play Baylor Smith out there in the fire. I'll give credit to him, of course. Guys like Toby Treesh who could play both ways doing a fantastic job. But Cade Phelps,
Tristan Fortner.
Tristan Fortner. Jet Hood, really? I just wanted to put you on the spot, but your first statement was absolutely right. I don't think there can be an MVP because everyone on this team played such a valuable role. And Kelby Cox, of course, taking whatever role he was assigned each week and running with it. Or throwing it, or not throwing it at all. He did a great job keeping everyone in line and being there for his teammates. But give credit to the offensive line. Early on, they could not create running lanes for their team and their backs. But ever since the beginning of the season, week by week, they've gotten better. They've created holes. They've gotten guys like Jet Hood to go out there and shine. And it's been absolutely fantastic to see, Adam.
Yeah, it's been so fun. I'm so glad it's not inning tonight, that we have another game to look forward to next week.
The fun isn't over, ladies and gentlemen. And, hey, I think that's a pretty neato way to wrap up this postgame show and this regular season, as Blanco goes to 5-5 to finish the year, an improvement from 3-7 a season ago, and they flip the script from 2-3 last year to 3-2 now and seal their spot in the playoffs, ladies and gents. So, for Adam Byerly, I'm Riley Chestnut, and I want to extend an absolutely large thank you from the bottom of my heart. Me and Adam appreciate you listening to us in our first season covering Blanco Panthers football in the place of one of your own, very proud of him, Sam Eisenberg. Thank you for giving me the job, and thank you to our bosses up at Sun Radio for giving Adam the opportunity. It's been great having a guy I can go to week in and week out, keeping us on air and providing solid commentary in his first ever spot. Give credit to Adam. This is his first color opportunity, and he has definitely come a long way, just like this Panthers team. So have I in the play-by-play role. I appreciate all the support me and Adam both do. And so, especially to our sponsors and supporters who came out and always brought their support for this Blanco Panthers team year in and year out, and to the fans who, no matter where they were, whether it be in Blanco or on the road as far away as Florence and Rogers, always showed up to support their Panthers. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up here. The final score in the regular season finale is 35-13 in favor of Blanco. We will see you next week for the start of the 3A playoffs. Good night, everybody.